Thank you very much, Bill. That was very enlightening. Okay, sorry, I have to get my iPod plugged in and all that business. So just one second. I thought it was really interesting that you played the Cranberries, because last weekend I was having a conversation with my roommate about how weird it was that that song Zombie became so popular, and it is mostly seems like it's about World War One. So we thought that was kind of weird in the mid-90s for a song about World War One to get really big. So in thinking about what I wanted to play for this project, at first I thought, oh yeah, I'll just come in, I'll play a bunch of post-punk, play a pop group and Pear Ubu, and then, yeah, that'll be awesome, and I'll be great. But then I decided, well, maybe I should do something a little more enlightening. So I decided to focus on one of my favorite things about music, which is that music and, to a large extent, film are usually cultural products of their time. And they sort of exist as these time capsules that you can then interact with and somehow communicate with what people who were living in that time frame were feeling and thinking about on a day-to-day basis. And one of the best examples of this for me has always been the 1927 flood of the Mississippi River, and the Mississippi Delta specifically. This is something that my dad has been really interested in for my whole life. He's got maps of the Mississippi River and the Red River, and he's got book after book, and he's found a bunch of weird, folky kind of paintings that were done around the time that we've got hanging up in the house. And this has always been something that's just been in my face for my whole life. And this was a really, really big event for all of the South, and for a lot of reasons. So I'm going to start off by playing a more modern song that was done, I think, in 1974 by Randy Newman. It's called Louisiana 1927. This is the Disney guy. it. So that was Randy Newman with Louisiana 1927. So the flood came in 1927, but it started in 1926, that summer before, when really, really unusually heavy rains began to fall in the central basin of the Mississippi. The states most affected by the flood were Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The real serious disaster occurred on April 15th, 1927, when the levees at Mounds Landing, Mississippi broke. Following this, the river broke out of the levee system in 145 places and flooded approximately 27,000 square miles. And by May 1927, the Mississippi River flooded below Memphis, Tennessee, and reached a width of 60 miles across. In the flood, there were 246 people killed, and it displaced upwards of 700,000 people, about half of which were really, really impoverished African Americans. And this was a huge, huge thing for the African American community because they were the people that were most profoundly displaced by the flood. And, yeah, and I'll play this. This is Joe Pullum with Mississippi Flood Blues.
The wind howled and the rain began to fall. The rain howled and the wind began to fall. My woman was down in Mississippi. That was my one and all. I received a telegram saying, baby, won't you please come here? I received a telegram saying, baby, won't you come here? Hell broke loose on the Delta and your baby is way down here. Love is like this depression. It lingers on and on. Love is like this depression. It lingers on and on. But better times will greet me when I fall in my baby's arms. I'm coming to you, baby, if through 20 feet of water I wade. I'm coming to you, baby, if through 20 feet of water I wade. For I can't stand to see my baby feel a watery grave. Knee deep in water, treetops, men and women did too. Knee deep in water, treetops, men and women did too. But I'm back in my baby's arms with the Mississippi flood blues.
That was Joe Pullum with Mississippi Flood Blues. After the flood, the Army Corps of Engineers was charged with taming the river. And so Congress passed the Flood Control Act of 1928, and they began constructing the world's longest system of levees. There were three really important lasting effects of the flood. Number one was that the 27 flood restarted the migration of African Americans to northern cities, and most importantly, Chicago. Previously to this, immigration had nearly stopped from the south to the north, but it wasn't until the flood that it started up again. Two, this propelled then-Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover to national prominence. He had been in charge of the flood relief operations, and he set up camps so that people could have somewhere to live. And these camps were really, really poorly run. And after the election and Herbert Hoover was elected president, he was then put in a really bad position because of the flood, because some of the press had agreed to keep the fact that the flood was, or that the camps were really poorly run and that people weren't getting the supplies they needed, under wraps, so that he could keep, or well, he had promised them later on that he would repair the situation, which he did not do. So then they released all this information that they had been hiding, and got him not reelected, along with, you know, the Great Depression. But and the third point, which is sort of specific to Louisiana, was that the flood helped usher in Huey Long into the governorship of Louisiana in 1928. But that is a very large, very different story. Another one that my dad is nearly obsessed with. As he said, he could have been president one day.
When it rains 5 days and the sky's turned dark at night, when it rains 5 days and the sky's turned dark at night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door. There's enough trouble to make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they roll a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they roll a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed all my clothes, throw them in, and they rolled me along. When it thunders and lightning and the wind begins to blow, there's thousands of people ain't got no place to go. Then I went and stood up on some high old lonesome hill. Then I went and stood up on some down on the house where I used to live. for a poor old girl to go.
That was Bessie Smith with Backwater Blues. Next up is Bethany.